So you're deep into your fantasy season, but the waiver wire is still a chance to add a league winner or two. And this directly has to do with the fantasy playoffs, whether you're pushing to get there or you're already in and want to improve your team. These are the players that will make your current team even better and maybe give you some more upside entering the postseason. And we can start with the Steelers tight end, Pat Freiermuth, who look, they got a new offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh and he changed a lot of things. First off, with Matt Canada, they were never throwing over the middle of the field, but then this week with the new offensive coordinator, they did that and targeted Pat Freiermuth a ton. Because the third year tight end goes out there and has 11 targets. That is absolutely beautiful. 120 yards. He looked fantastic. And check this out. Pittsburgh had 400 plus yards in this game on offense, the first time since 2020, over 3 years since they did that, which is really just a slap in the face even more to Matt Canada. They didn't score a lot of points, but despite that, Pat Freiermuth still went off. This is all great news. And now here's the deal. As you can see on Fantasy Life, our official data partner, Pat Freiermuth, you can see he had 35% of the targets in week 12. That's not always going to happen, especially when you have a target hog and Deontay Johnson there, both running backs involved in the receiving game, and George Pickens still around. But it was good to see in the first game with a brand new offensive system in place that Freiermuth, now that he's healthy, was being involved this much. So he's a priority add as a top 10 tight end the rest of the year, and then a priority add number two is Curtis Samuel, who's available in over 70% of fantasy leagues. And now here's the breakdown for Curtis Samuel. As the Fantasy Life data shows right here, he's been banged up the last month. In week 8, he gets hurt. In week 10, he comes back limited, gets hurt again. In week 11, comes back limited, gets hurt again. Finally, in week 12 on Thanksgiving, he was healthy, as you can see here, running 67% of the routes. And what do you know? He was targeted a bunch 27% of the time. Basically, when he's been out there, he's stealing the targets from Jahan Dotson, and he starts to become Sam Howell's security blanket underneath. And this is exactly what we saw, as he had a team high, more than Terry McLaurin, more than Jahan Dotson, 12 targets for 100 total yards against a tough Dallas defense. There's no reason he should be available in that many fantasy leagues. Over 70%, he's a priority add, and you can start him next week. Now let's get to a guy who's more of an upside option, and that's Jameson Williams from the Detroit Lions, who's available in nearly 90% of fantasy leagues. Look, for the second straight week, we got to see this guy's usage increase. Last week in week 11, he had a season high 66% of the routes run. That continued on Thanksgiving against the Green Bay Packers, where he ran 62% of the routes. Looked like he came out for a series or so, a little bit banged up, maybe something tweaked. So this probably would have been a season high on Thanksgiving. And now over these last two games, he has 95 receiving yards and is averaging a massive 24 yards per catch. Look, this is exactly what you expect out of him. In college, this was what he did. He went downfield and he won often, and that's what he's going to do in the NFL. He has elite speed. Now, as you can see on Player Profiler right here, it's not translating to much so far. He has just a 9% target share this season, but Amon-Ra St. Brown is one of the best, if not the best, target earners in the league. Rookie tight end Sam Laporte is earning targets, and now Jahmyr Gibbs is more involved in the receiving game. So, of course, we need to see more than 9% of the targets, but you're probably never going to get a 20 to 25% target share in this offense. You're looking for the big plays or perhaps an injury, because the wide receiver room is lacking a ton of talent. Obviously, Amon-Ra St. Brown is there, but then you have old Marvin Jones, Donovan Peoples-Jones, who they traded for and haven't done anything with, Khalif Raymond, who's been efficient in a smaller sample but not a larger sample, and then Josh Reynolds, who's just a fine wide receiver, more of a wide receiver three. Jameson Williams has a chance to really have some upside targets and be schemed open in this offense. So again, as your fantasy playoffs are coming up, I want to get guys who have a potential chance for upside because their young players can see their role expand. And look, we don't know what the breakout potential is. That's what happens with Jameson Williams, or potentially could happen with him here. And similar things could be said for the Giants wide receiver Jalen Hyatt, who's more of a priority add than Jameson Williams, because he also saw his usage increase in a major way. You can see right here on Player Profiler, Hyatt ran the second most routes, 25, only behind Wandale Robinson, and had the second most snaps for the Giants. And what did it lead to? A team high 6 targets. Look, the rookie wide receiver had some chemistry with Tommy DeVito, especially downfield. He had his best game of the year, going for over 100 yards on 6 targets, the 5 catches, the 6 targets, the 109 yards, all season highs. So were the fantasy points. This is an explosive rookie who we've seen at times this year have big 40, 30 yard receptions. He just hasn't done it consistently, but the downfield usage has been consistent. And it's been this way since his last season in college last year, when look at this right here. He had over 1,200 receiving yards. He was named the best wide receiver in the country, but more importantly, he averaged 18.9 yards per reception. He was winning out of the slot on vertical routes deep, and now he's winning on the outside. That's a more sustainable role in the NFL deep. We have to take note of this. The offense is gross. The quarterback is sketchy, but fun in Tommy DeVito. I get it's not the best situation for Hyatt, but he's starting to break out. So he's worth an add, and so is Rico Dowdle. Look, I know Tony Pollard is the guy here. Tony Pollard has finally started to produce in fantasy. As you can see here on Thanksgiving, Pollard goes for over 100 total yards, 19 touches, finally finds the end zone, gets involved, efficiency on the ground. He has some efficiency in the receiving game with 6 receptions on 6 targets. All this starts to look good. But the reason I want Rico Dowdle isn't because I think he's going to take over the job for Tony Pollard. No, it's because your fantasy playoffs are coming up and you should be getting guys on your bench that are one injury away from being league winners. And simply simply put, that's the case with Rico Dowdle. You can see right here on Fantasy Life. Look, his snaps have been dropping 29, 26, and 18%. But even in these games, he's been efficient because when he saw 18% of the snaps in week 12, it still led to a nice 5 touches. He still pulled off a touchdown. He still was averaging like 5 or more yards per attempt. And that's what this guy has done all year. He's remained efficient. He is 22nd in true yards per carry, the 22nd most efficient running back on the ground when giving touches. And he's averaging 4.5 yards per touch when you factor in his receiving work. These are all really good numbers. That's what it boils down to. So of course, Tony Pollard is still the starter, but this is what you want on your fantasy roster. These types of running back handcuffs that can be the main guy if something happens instead of like a fifth string wide receiver. Now, this next guy isn't a fifth string wide receiver. He's like a top 24 to top 30 option, but available in 50% of leagues. Before we get there though, hit the subscribe button because 60 to 70% of people who watch these videos are not subscribed right now. We're trying to push towards 100,000 subscribers. We're so close. Takes 2 seconds to do that. Now, that week in and week out top 30 wide receiver is the rookie Josh Downs. Look, he has been fantastic. He's available in 50 or more percent of leagues, depending on the site that you look at. And check this out. And now look, a lot of people drop Josh Downs for multiple reasons. He hasn't produced lately and he was just on the bye week, so he wasn't going to get you anything then. But look at this. In week 9, 18% of the routes because he was injured. In week 10, he didn't practice all week. They didn't think he was going to play. He was basically doubtful, but he played banged up, limited just 43% of the routes. Then he goes on his bye week before returning in week 12, healthy, 80% of the routes. And oh, what do you know? 32% of the targets, elite usage. More specifically, those 32% of the targets led to 13 total targets, a season high for him. And now over his last 4 healthy games, he's averaging 9 targets per game. Now, he didn't light up the box score in a good matchup by any means, just 5 catches for 43 yards. But because of this, you probably have a good chance to add him. You have probably a decent chance to acquire him in some way if your trade deadline's not up, just 9 fantasy points. But we're focused on the targets here and the fact that he was finally healthy when a lot of people probably weren't paying attention to that the past 3 to 4 weeks. Because here's how good he was before he got injured. Downscored 66.5 fantasy points from weeks 5 to 8, which was 11th most amongst receivers. That is right, a borderline top 10 wide receiver when healthy the last month of his games or so, yet he's available in 50 plus percent of leagues. And just as a reminder, the Colts rank first in no huddle offense this year, when no huddle offense leads to more plays in your offense in general, more higher pace of play, more targets and points for the wide receivers like Downs. So he is somebody you have to make note of, and you also have to make note of this next guy who's still on the IR, but you want to add him. Because he's on the IR for just one more week, and it's the Chargers wide receiver Josh Palmer. And look, this is why you need to get this guy. The reason is simple, nobody else besides Keenan Allen is producing in the wide receiver department for the Chargers, and teams are starting to double team Keenan Allen because of this. And if for some reason you don't believe me, here's the week 12 stat lines. You can see the 14 catches on 16 targets for Keenan Allen, and then after that, Alex Erickson, 1 catch. Quinton Johnston, 1 catch, and these are for 17 yards. Jalen Guyton, 1 catch for 4 yards. This is pretty brutal. Your wide receiver 2 and 3 in this game were Guyton and Johnson combined for 2 catches for 11 yards. So yes, once Josh Palmer comes back, he's going to be the wide receiver 2 in this offense, and he has 7 or more targets in his last 4 healthy games at him. And you should also stream the Packers quarterback Jordan Love after he's finished as a top 10 option in back-to-back weeks, yet he's still available in 50% of fantasy leagues. Look, we talked about Jordan Love last week as a potential streamer that you could use on Thanksgiving, and if you did that, it paid off well for you because he finishes a top 5 quarterback. He was dynamic in this game all throughout, really completing 22 of 32 passes. He had over 300 total yards, 3 touchdowns, his second straight great week. But plain and simple, Jordan Love is heating up over these last 3 weeks, and really over the last 2 weeks, he looks more comfortable in the pocket, and it's leading to more accurate downfield passes and explosive plays. And it's happening at the best time because his schedule looks really good. Now, this next week at home in primetime against the Chiefs, that's a tougher matchup. That's been a good team. But after that, if you can survive that, heading into the fantasy playoffs, look at this. A matchup against the Giants, that's a top 5 matchup. A matchup against the Bucks is a top 10 matchup. Then in the fantasy playoffs, not only does he get the Bucks, he gets the Panthers, which is a top 10 fantasy matchup. You're starting to see Christian Watson produce. Jaden Reed has been consistent. Maybe he gets Aaron Jones back for the fantasy playoffs. Now is the time to add and stream if you need a quarterback, Jordan Love. And now you should also get involved with our partner Prize Picks that we talked about last year. It's simple. You just take the more or less on player statistics for a game. You can see right here, this is for Monday Night Football based on what I'm recording, but they have a bunch of different sports. We get involved on Twitter with basketball. They have some other stuff as well for Thursday Night Football. Sunday Night Football will be out later in the week. For instance, if you thought Ty Chandler was going to have over 11.5 receiving yards today, which I do think that he will against this Bears team, you go over here, you click the more, you pair it up with anything else, you can go up to 6 picks here and you can try and cash out. Prize Picks has been a sponsor on this channel for about 3 years now. I've been using them for about 4 years. So you can go ahead and take advantage of a free bet, a free deposit bonus. You put in $20, you get $20 right back, all the way up to $100 with the code SAL, S-A-L, or the link in the description below. I post every single play that I take on Prize Picks in my free Discord, as well as on Twitter and my Instagram, just in case you ever want some additional advice. Check it out, link down below, or by scanning the QR code on the screen. So now we get back to the players you should add, and we go to Jordan Love's number one receiver. Yes, that's what he's been. Jaden Reed, who's available in 82% of fantasy leagues somehow. And I don't know if you know this, he's been a top 12 wide receiver the last 3 weeks because here's what he's done. Reed has 15 or more fantasy points in 3 straight games and 11 or more points in 5 out of his last 6 games. So he's been a fine flex option for you, but he's becoming more than that because of how well Jordan Love's been playing, like we mentioned earlier, and also the Packers are just moving the ball on offense. And this has led to these consistent games out of Jaden Reed. Here's his 14-point day on Thanksgiving. He found the end zone for the second time in the last 3 weeks, and also he gives you some bonus on the ground. Over his last 2 games, you see 2 carries for 16 yards here. Now he's totaled 62 yards on 5 carries these last 2 weeks. So this production has been great, and it should continue based on his top 5 rest of season schedule. We showed you the schedule for Jordan Love, but in the fantasy postseason, it's good for Love. It's also good for his receivers. The Giants, the Bucks, and the Panthers. And if you go to week 18, a matchup against the Bears, their run defense has gotten better. Their pass defense still bad. All of these matchups, even the Vikings in there, are positive. So consider Jaden Reed a priority add. He's ahead of Curtis Samuel, and he's right there with Pat Freiermuth for this week. Now, in deeper leagues, you should look at Greg Dortch. Look, he's available in 98% of leagues, so he's likely available in every single league that you're in. And here's what he did in week 12. He went out there. There's 3 catches for 27 yards. Nothing crazy, but he did have a very nice touchdown, especially for his size, one-on-one on the outside. And he had 9 targets. He now has 16 targets. That's 8 per game the last 2 weeks. And the important part here was that he remained involved despite Zach Pascal returning to the lineup this week. We thought maybe that would take away some of his snaps. It didn't. Because Dortch saw basically the same usage. He saw 80% of the routes this week compared to 82% last week when Zach Pascal was out, and he continued to see those targets. Now, the rookie wide receiver, the big body receiver, Michael Wilson, has been out these last couple of games. Once he returns, you would assume that he's going to take snaps away from Dortch because Marquise Brown and Rondell Moore will also remain involved, but that is yet to be seen. And based on his upcoming schedule, he's somebody you should stash. In the fantasy postseason, he'll get the Bears and Eagles. Great matchups. Last year, when he was getting opportunities in 5 games, he had over 50 receiving yards and was really efficient. If they lean on him more, he will produce. All right, now we have to talk about one wide receiver who's just like the last man standing maybe in his receiving corps, so you have to go there. And it's A.T. Perry, who I bet is over 22.5 yards this past week, and he had just 1 catch on the final drive for 7 yards. Not great for us, but here's the deal. Chris Olave left this past week with an injury. Rashid Shaheed left as well, and that one looked a little bit more serious. And not only that, if you remember, Michael Thomas is on IR and will miss at least 3 more games. So they might be down 3 of their top receivers, which makes A.T. Perry by default a starter and potential number 1 wide receiver for this team next week. And look, he's been out there these last 2 games, basically every snap. Over the last 2 weeks, according to Fantasy Life, Perry has ran 89% of the routes and 80%. That leads the team in routes and snaps. The problem, it's led to just 10% of the targets and 5%. But again, he's a later round rookie wide receiver who's now had to play with 2 different quarterbacks in 2 weeks because Jameis played before the bye week in week 10. So we could give him a little bit of a break, but he has nice size, great speed, was productive with back-to-back 1,000-yard years in college. And here's what he did before the bye week when there was Chris Olave and Shaheed out there. He had 4 targets, caught a touchdown. That's where he can maybe get due for you in the end zone as a bigger body. So it's yet to be seen if it's going to be a long-term injury for Shaheed or Chris Olave, but if one of them were to miss, A.T. Perry becomes a starter. If both of them were to miss, he might become the number 1 receiver on this team. And that matters because their playoff schedule is very favorable. As you can see here, matchups against the Panthers, the Rams, the Saints, and the Bucks, 4 out of his next 5 games, those are all 4 bottom half of the league secondaries. So look to stash A.T. Perry, especially in deeper leagues, and see what happens with the wide receiver injuries for the Saints. And now some quick hitters for you. Khalil Shakur is the clear-cut slot receiver for the Bills. He had 5 targets, 3 catches, 47 yards, a deeper league add. Now, a more frustrating player this year, mostly because the offense just hasn't been what it was supposed to be due to Nick Chubb's injury, and now Deshaun Watson's injury, and now Dorian Thompson-Robinson's head injury with a concussion. We don't know what's happening here, but Elijah Moore has still been earning a lot of targets, and we'll have some nice matchups coming up. And I have to call this out just in case you're in a super flex league or like a 16-man league. Aaron Rodgers is still trying to return this season, so if you want to stash him in your IR spot and see what happens, that's at least worth seeing for maybe 1 or 2 weeks in your fantasy playoffs. And there also is Michael Wilson, who we mentioned earlier, because we really haven't seen him yet with Kyler Murray. The one game we did, he got banged up in, and he did see 5 targets before leaving with injury, so at least worth mentioning in some deeper leagues. And Gardner Minshew is also worth a mention. Let's say Jordan Love's already picked up in your league and you need a streamer because there's a lot of bye weeks. There's 6 teams on bye in week 13. Minshew just threw 40 times. He has some rushing upside. He has been solid this year and has a good matchup against the Titans. And if you were to need some other tight end streaming options, Tucker Kraft scored a touchdown for the Packers. He's now starting with Luke Musgrave hurt. And if you can wait out week 13, Isaiah Likely was involved a lot for the Ravens in week 12. So these are the players you should be adding to help you make the playoffs or win your championship. Now, if you made it to this point in the video, make sure you're subscribed, as nearly 70% of people aren't subscribed to watch these videos. And just a few of you do subscribe, we'll get to 100,000 subscribers. And it makes it easier for you to see my future content. I'll see you all in the next one. Appreciate you a ton. Peace out, gang.